You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, a few more Nats calls. What do you think of the firings yesterday? Mike Rizzo gone, Davey Martinez gone. DeBartolo is going to take over as the interim GM. He had been on the staff working for Mike Rizzo for a while now. Apparently more data-driven, Mike DeBartolo is. Smart, thoughtful, the learner said in their statement. We're fortunate to have him as part of our organization. Remember, the Nats have the number one overall pick in the MLB draft a week from now. So the timing doesn't seem great, but they moved on from Mike Rizzo now anyway, and the manager replacement, at least an interim manager replacement, will be named sometime today. The Nats not back in action until tomorrow night in St. Louis. So what did you think of the firings? Are you okay with it? Are you disgusted by it? And who do you blame for all of this? It's been a rough 6 years since, you know, the eight-year run of five playoff seasons of, you know, for during that eight-year run, all eight seasons above 500, even in the 3 years they didn't get to the postseason. They were 86 and 76, 83 and 79, 82 and 80. I mean, attendance, you know, over 2.5 million for almost all of those years, and culminating in that incredible, memorable October of 2019. But since then, one of the worst teams in baseball with, by the way, you know, an attendance mark that just looks paltry compared to what it was when they were competing for play in October. So who do you blame for all of this? What's your reaction to it? 301-230-0980. We had Mark Zuckerman on the show last hour. He was excellent. And Chelsea Janes will join us at 11:30. I am going to get to some of the other things that happened over the weekend, including the Wizards trade for Cam Whitmore. I can't believe how many of you believe that that trade is going to put Washington into the postseason next year. But we will talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Ben will join us at noon. Let's go to Ian. Ian, go ahead.
Kevin, we endured 25 years of Dan Snyder, so we all understand that when you have bad ownership or irrelevant ownership or criminally negligent ownership, no one can succeed. We've seen that. So the blame starts with the learners. I don't care what
I wouldn't. Criminally negligent is hyperbole at your best. You know, well, so Kevin, but the other descriptions are not you know, inaccurate. Go ahead.
So let me flush that last statement out. They were the only team without a stadium rights naming deal and a logo deal. They have one of the higher cost of attendance figures in the majors. They have one of the worst payrolls since 2020. And this notion that the pandemic hurt them, yes, of course, real estate development in the DMV was hurt by the pandemic, but they are still one of the richest ownership groups. And they're not the only ownership groups that have real estate involvement in the MLB. I think the way they treated this franchise is criminally negligent. The greed of them is awful. With that all being said, Rizzo is bad and Davey is bad. There is a whole lot of losing on their resume to just blame the learners. And this notion of Rizzo saying, oh, I had to deal with this ownership group, it's what I say about Mike Shanahan, going back to your guy. Okay. You can't work for an ownership group knowing their shortcomings and deal with it, take their salary, and then when it goes south, say, oh, it's their ownership group's fault. He had plenty of opportunities to find different employment. If he thought the learners
he was sought after there for a brief period of time.
Then he should have left. You can't, Kevin, if you blame your boss at 980 for poor working conditions after you get fired, they would say, why didn't you leave earlier?
There are lots of reasons why you wouldn't leave earlier. There are lots of reasons why you would stay here. You know, one of the things I know about Mike, because we got to know him a little bit over the last several years, is he loved this area. Absolutely loved D.C. So there's a lot that goes into these decisions. It's all not just about your employer. It's about your quality of life. So there's a lot that goes into that.
Kevin, you understand this better than most. For him to make it seem like he was a hostage working for the learners is kind of ridiculous.
That's not exactly what the statement said. He could have been a lot more critical than, hold on, let me just pull up the quote here. Could have been a lot more of a shot taken than the sun will come up tomorrow. That's the job. I had a great run, navigated that ownership group for almost 20 years. That's closer to a subtle shot than a direct shot. It's indirect more than direct.
Okay, we can.
I don't know. It's close.
The nuances of that. Yeah, we can debate the nuances of that. But the point being that, again, I think they're all bad. The blame pie is obviously ownership one, Rizzo two, Martinez three, and they're all bad. I just hope that this ownership group sells, because I don't see any way that they all of a sudden start trying at an MLB level that's commensurate with our media market size, our potential fan base size. And I, of course, would rather take Leonsis than the learners, but I don't want him either. Like,
me neither.
Does this town not have,
I don't want him owning three teams in this. Yeah.
Yeah. God, like, this is one of the richest areas in the country. What, third most high per capita? Isn't there a billionaire in Potomac that can, like, buy this team? My goodness. Like, you should do a segment in August when it's dead of, did we have the worst ownership run of any major city ever?
It's certainly, I mean, you know, it's got to be up there. It's got to be up there. The saving grace is that the Caps were, and for the most part, they have been, a postseason team every year. And regardless of you saying, you know, that Rizzo's horrible, he hasn't always been horrible. They had an incredible eight-year run. They won more games during an eight-year run, 2012 to 2019, than any team in baseball not named the L.A. Dodgers. They went to the postseason five times, didn't have a losing record, and won the World Series. So, and by the way, I would also mention during that stretch, Ian, and I think even you will appreciate this. They created memories that this town didn't have of this sport. I mean, the meltdown in the 9-7 game five loss in the first year of 2012 to St. Louis, the losses at home, the pain, but the memory, the indelible memories that were built up during that stretch that culminated with a satisfying beyond description World Series win. I give Mike a lot of credit for that during that period. I do. Let me move on. Aveen, go ahead.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, Kevin. I'm indifferent to what the firings mean for the future of the Nationals. As you've talked about, learners have developed a reputation of being cheap and difficult to work with. And if you just look at like a Commander's equivalent, having the reputation of being cheap and difficult to work with means you're not going to be able to attract, you know, an Adam Peters, Brandon Sosna, Lance Newmark, Dave Gardy. You're just not going to be able to attract that talent to the front office. And it wasn't just being cheap with the payroll. It was being cheap with the front office. I think there was a story a couple of years ago that they cut a bunch of scouts and they really never made up for it.
Yeah.
And then they were also the last team to purchase Hawkeye pitch tracking technology, which is something that like every team uses a lot. So it's things like that, the investment in the front office. So I just wonder, and I just think like, how much of it was Davian Rizzo being hamstrung? Because, you know, when they were investing a lot in 2010, they were winning his team. And last time Martinez got significant investment and they had a bigger payroll, he won a World Series. So I'm never going to know how much blame to assign them. I think they were in a bit of an unfair situation. And just with regards to future ownership, you know, your interview with Ted Leonsis kind of swayed me that it might not be so bad with Ted. I mean, he made it a point to point out that he knows that investing a lot of money in the team means a lot and that you need to be investing somewhere near top 10 in payroll. So that kind of sold me that he realizes baseball is a sport where you got to spend money. So if somebody like Leonsis came, I would be excited and on board. And I think if the learners are here, it's not that attractive of a destination. But if they leave, it is a really attractive destination because of the market and the young talent they have.
Thanks for the call, Aveen. Yeah, I mean, I have mixed feelings on Ted owning three out of the four professional sports teams when, you know, of the two he has now, one's been a disaster basically during his entire tenure. Not that it wasn't prior to him taking over the Wizards. And the Caps have been a successful franchise and they did win a cup. But it was courtesy of, you know, being there in the right draft at the top of that draft to draft Alex Ovechkin. And there's a lot of people that would say they fell short far too often than, you know, that they didn't get enough out of it. Even Ted, in my conversation with him, said, you know, without that 2019 and maybe without, you know, winning a playoff series, which they did this year, which was good for them, you know, there's still going to be some criticism that they didn't get enough out of the Alex Ovechkin era. I don't think, you know, Stan Kroenke owns, I think he doesn't own three in any market. I think in Denver, if you include the soccer team, he owns three. But I don't know if that's the best situation for a sports market to have one owner, you know, essentially be picking between three franchises. You got to be really well funded. The David Rubenstein, Ted Leonsis combination would have been very interesting to me. Very interesting, but Rubenstein now owns the Orioles. Let's go to JYD. JYD, go ahead.
How you doing, Kevin?
What's up?
The main thing is that I blame, yes, the owners or whatever, and I think the situation came like it is now yesterday is because I don't think they were looking for another Jim Riegelman-type situation where, you
maybe
know, there was chaos.
Yeah,
or
by
whatever.
Not picking up their options.
Right.
Yes.
Went on to pull the string.
Yeah.
Now, as far as you also have to blame the players, because time and time again, I sat here looking at my big screen TV and I saw how badly this team ran the bases. Time and time again, these young guys, they do not seem to get it. They don't seem to put, it's either that or they don't put enough time into it, or maybe it was the coaching, but somehow there was a disconnect, because for a couple of years since they brought up these young guys, they gave away games after games because they didn't pick up the signals, the signs, that whatever, when to steal, when not to steal, or whatever, and they gave up runs. And so that I have to blame the players. And all this stuff about, you know, when you talk about you love your coaches and you love your manager and all this or whatever, look at it. Because if you really loved your manager, if you really loved your coaches or whatever, then you would put forth a better effort.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you, Kevin.
Really appreciate it, JYD. Let's go to Lou in D.C. Lou, go ahead.
Kevin, man, what's going on, man? How you
hey,
doing?
Lou, what's happening?
Not much, man. I'm like JYD. I'm blaming the ownership, man. Just the simple fact that they keep having these players, you know, we like the Juan Soto, the Bryce Harper, you know, these guys. You have them, you have the opportunity to sign them, but you let the other teams, you know, grab them and sign them, and you let them get away. And I can't blame Davey. He's working with what he got. Mike Rizzo, he's been phenomenal since he's been here. He know how to sign players and draft players and things like that, develop all these players. So, you know, the learners being cheap, you know, they remind me of the hockey team, but, you know, Ted Leonsis, he owned the basketball and the hockey team. So he's just another a mediocre owners, man. They just don't know how to run their business, man. It's sad. I mean, the Commander should be the blueprint right now for this town, how to run their business and your team.
Yeah, they are.
I just don't get it. Like, I don't know how you could just, you know, Ted Leonsis, like I keep saying, he just loves being in the playoff. He doesn't care about winning the Stanley Cup. He like collecting those checks in the first, second round, and that's it.
Well, the checks would be higher if they kept advancing. I don't think that that's it. I think there was a period of time with the basketball team that just getting to the postseason, you know, with barely above a 500 record meant a better chance at sort of profitability, or certainly increasing the profitability situation, because the NBA is completely different, as you know, Lou, than the NHL. The NHL getting into the postseason every year, you got a shot. Everybody's got a shot, you know, once you get in. The NBA thing, I think they stuck too long with let's try to get a playoff series and maybe even win one without really ever having a chance to go deep into the postseason or win a title. That's the biggest issue. The Wizards ownership situation for Ted is completely different than the NHL ownership situation. It's interesting, right? Because I think over the years, Wizards fans think Ted's a terrible owner, and for a period of time, Caps fans were okay with Ted as an owner. I'm not so sure in recent years. But anyway, thanks for the call, Lou. Everybody on hold, stay. We'll take one more segment of some calls, then Chelsea Janes will join us just past 11:30. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. If you want to stream the show, you can also watch us on our YouTube station, the Team 980 YouTube station. Like the 980 YouTube channel and subscribe to it when you get there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.